Chapter 29 Hezekiah's Good Reign in Judah. Hezekiah began to reign when he was 25 years old, and he reigned 29 years in Jerusalem, and his mother's name was Abijah, the daughter of Zechariah. He did that which was right in the eyes of Yahweh, according to all that David his father had done. Hezekiah cleanses the temple. He, in the first year of his reign, in the first month, opened the doors of the house of Yahweh and repaired them. He brought in the priests and the Levites and gathered them together in the broad place on the east and said to them, "Listen to me, you Levites. Now sanctify yourselves and sanctify the house of Yahweh, the God of your fathers, and carry out the filthiness out of the holy place. For our fathers have trespassed and done that which was evil in the sight of Yahweh our God, and have forsaken him, and have turned away their faces from the habitation of Yahweh, and turned their backs. Also they have shut up the doors of the porch, and put out the lamps, and have not burned incense, nor offered burnt offerings in the holy place to the God of Israel. Therefore the wrath of Yahweh was on Judah and Jerusalem, and he has delivered them to be tossed back and forth, to be an astonishment and a hissing, as you see with your eyes. For behold, our fathers have fallen by the sword, and our sons and our daughters and our wives are in captivity for this. Now it is in my heart to make a covenant with Yahweh, the God of Israel, that his fierce anger may turn away from us. My sons, don't be negligent now, for Yahweh has chosen you to stand before him, to minister to him, and that you should be his ministers and burn incense." Then the Levites arose, Mahath, the son of Amasai, and Joel, the son of Azariah, of the sons of the Kohathites, and of the sons of Merari, Kish, the son of Abdi, and Azariah, the son of Jehalalel, and of the Gershonites, Joah, the son of Zimmah, and Eden, the son of Joah, and of the sons of Elizaphan, Shimri, and Jeuel, and of the sons of Asaph, Zechariah, and Mattaniah, and of the sons of Heman, Jehuel, and Shimei, and of the sons of Jeduthun, Shemaiah, and Uzziel. They gathered their brothers, and sanctified themselves, and went in, according to the commandment of the king, by the words of Yahweh, to cleanse the house of Yahweh. The priests went in to the inner part of the house of Yahweh to cleanse it, and brought out all the uncleanness that they found in the temple of Yahweh into the court of the house of Yahweh. The Levites took it to carry it out abroad to the brook Kidron. Now they began on the first day of the first month to sanctify, and on the eighth day of the month came they to the porch of Yahweh, and they sanctified the house of Yahweh in 8 days. And on the 16th day of the first month they made an end. Then they went in to Hezekiah the king within the palace and said, "We have cleansed all the house of Yahweh, and the altar of burnt offering with all its vessels, and the table of showbread with all its vessels. Moreover, all the vessels which King Ahaz in his reign did cast away when he trespassed have we prepared and sanctified, and behold, they are before the altar of Yahweh." Hezekiah restores temple worship. Then Hezekiah the king arose early and gathered the princes of the city, and went up to the house of Yahweh. They brought 7 bulls, and 7 rams, and 7 lambs, and 7 male goats, for a sin offering for the kingdom, and for the sanctuary, and for Judah. He commanded the priests, the sons of Aaron, to offer them on the altar of Yahweh. So they killed the bulls, and the priests received the blood, and sprinkled it on the altar. And they killed the rams, and sprinkled the blood on the altar. They killed also the lambs, and sprinkled the blood on the altar. They brought near the male goats for the sin offering before the king and the assembly. And they laid their hands on them, and the priests killed them. And they made a sin offering with their blood on the altar, to make atonement for all Israel. For the king commanded that the burnt offering and the sin offering should be made for all Israel. He set the Levites in the house of Yahweh with cymbals, with stringed instruments, and with harps, according to the commandment of David, and of Gad the king's seer, and Nathan the prophet. For the commandment was of Yahweh by his prophets. The Levites stood with the instruments of David, and the priests with the trumpets. Hezekiah commanded to offer the burnt offering on the altar. When the burnt offering began, the song of Yahweh began also, and the trumpets, together with the instruments of David, king of Israel. All the assembly worshipped, and the singers sang, and the trumpeters sounded. All this continued until the burnt offering was finished. When they had made an end of offering, the king and all who were present with him bowed themselves and worshipped. Moreover, Hezekiah the king and the princes commanded the Levites to sing praises to Yahweh with the words of David and of Asaph the seer. They sang praises with gladness, and they bowed their heads and worshipped. Then Hezekiah answered, "Now you have consecrated yourselves to Yahweh. Come near and bring sacrifices and thank offerings into the house of Yahweh." The assembly brought in sacrifices and thank offerings, and as many as were of a willing heart brought burnt offerings. The number of the burnt offerings which the assembly brought was 70 bulls, 100 rams, and 200 lambs. All these were for a burnt offering to Yahweh. The consecrated things were 600 head of cattle, and 3,000 sheep. But the priests were too few, so that they could not flay all the burnt offerings. Therefore, their brothers, the Levites, helped them, until the work was ended, and until the priests had sanctified themselves. For the Levites were more upright in heart to sanctify themselves than the priests. Also the burnt offerings were in abundance, with the fat of the peace offerings, and with the drink offerings for every burnt offering. So the service of the house of Yahweh was set in order. Hezekiah rejoiced, and all the people, because of that which God had prepared for the people, for the thing was done suddenly.